Hello. Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 14th. A state court has ruled that Colorado's 9 presidential electors must vote for the winner of the popular vote in Colorado, which was Hillary Clinton. The court said if an elector fails to do so, that elector would be removed and replaced. It's also a misdemeanor. Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams asked the court for clarification on the issue. Colorado law already binds electors to the popular vote winner, but some electors said they wouldn't rubber stamp a vote for Clinton. Williams wasn't sure if those electors could then be replaced or if the Electoral College votes just wouldn't count.
It is possible that Colorado may not have been able to cast all of its electoral votes. We're a nation of laws. People need to know their vote's going to count.
2 Democratic members of Colorado's Electoral College filed a federal lawsuit questioning the state system. It's part of a national movement to free up electors in red states to reject Donald Trump for president. The Electoral College vote is on Monday. I'm Benta Berkland.
The Delta County Board of Commissioners announced that Delta County was awarded a Great Outdoors Colorado grant to develop a Delta County Trails Master Plan. The $100,000 grant will allow Delta County to engage trail users, partnering agencies, landowners, and other stakeholders to develop a comprehensive trail inventory of both existing and proposed trails, with comprehensive maps and descriptions. Delta County Administrator Robbie LaValle talked with KVNF News on Wednesday.
It fits into our plan that we've been working on for the last 3 years and will continue to work on to continue to diversify the economy in Delta County. Plus, it fills a real need in being able to provide a one map that will show all of the recreation opportunities, trails, all of that, and then help us put on a map what additional trails we may need or additional facilities we may need to either connect existing trails or make existing trails more viable, more user-friendly.
The trail inventory and maps will focus on key trail connections between the county's primary recreational amenities. The plan will also include a list of priority projects, estimated costs, maintenance needs, and responsibilities for projects going forward. The Trails Master Plan will utilize the GOCO grant funds as well as matching funds from the county.
It's two-part. Of course, each of a GOCO grant and whether it's a DOLA grant, they have to have the county match. And so what we're going to utilize the county match for is actually our GIS department in building the existing maps based on the information we get from all of the user groups, landowners, stakeholders, et cetera. And then a consultant will actually help us look at what additional facilities are needed.
The GOCO grant will help Delta County be able to provide comprehensive as well as specific maps for trails and recreation options around the county. It will also serve as a planning grant that is the first step in earning further grants from the state to help the Trails Master Plan move forward.
If someone just wants a map of just the mountain biking trails in around the Cedar Ridge area, you know, we want to be able to provide that, not only a comprehensive map, but a layer-by-layer map. But we also want to be able to say, here's where we want to go in the future with additional trails, and then start going after dollars to, based on the plan, going after dollars to build that additional infrastructure. That is a requirement of not only DOLA, but GOCO as well, is that you have a planning grant that provides the basis and has outlined the detail that that you're actually applying for the funds for going forward.
Delta County plans to include all of the local stakeholders in the ongoing process of putting together a Trails Master Plan.
Certainly when we look at trails and recreation and that, this is a great place to start from. But we're going to include all of the stakeholders, including landowners, in all of this discussion. So this is ongoing.
The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that there will be a public hearing regarding a proposed new gasification plant at the Bowie No. 2 mine near Paonia. Bowie is proposing to build a first-of-its-kind plant to produce synthetic natural gas from coal waste. Bowie is proposing to use the gas to generate either electricity or diesel fuel oil. The Colorado Division of Mining, Reclamation, and Safety is giving people until December 30th to request a public hearing. It's a certainty that the meeting will be scheduled sometime after that date due to the number of requests that have already been submitted asking for clarification of the proposal. At least six different agencies, including the Paonia-based Citizens for a Healthy Community, sent a letter to the Division of Mining requesting a hearing. The hearing is expected to be held in the Paonia area sometime after the new year. According to the Delta County Independent, Delta County Commissioners appropriated $31.5 million for the 2017 county budget. That is 13%, or $3.79 million, more than the county's 2016 budget. County finances were hurt by big declines in revenue from the energy sector, especially from the shutdown of coal mines in the county and the decline in state mineral and severance taxes. Collection of sales tax was also less than anticipated in 2016, down 1.5% compared to the previous year. Sales tax collections in 2017 are also projected to be down. Delta County projected it would collect $4.95 million in property tax during 2017, estimated on a county mill levy of 16.03. In other budget news, the county was hit with a 12% increase in its employee health insurance premiums for 2017, which will cause an average 3% increase in employee compensation. County employees will get no cost of living increase. The 2017 budget appropriated funds for capital improvement expenditures totaling $3.9 million. Those funds will be used for road maintenance, the library district, and expansion of the landfill, among other projects. In addition, $3.47 million were set aside in a reserve fund to help pay for anticipated improvements to the jail and courthouse facilities. And in news from around the state, according to an article in the Denver Post, Colorado marijuana shops reached a significant milestone over the first 10 months of 2016, $1 billion in sales of legal, regulated cannabis. Recreational and medical pot shops in Colorado sold nearly $1.1 billion worth of marijuana and related products in 2016, according to the state's Department of Revenue. Nearly $82.8 million of retail cannabis and more than $35 million of medical pot was sold in Colorado shops in the month of October in 2016. At this rate, the amount of taxes going to the state from marijuana sales in 2016 will be more than the taxes collected by the state in the previous 2 years combined. Additionally, the $6 million collected in October excise tax brings the yearly total to $49.7 million. And that was your regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.